Harford, White, Ramanaskis. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
24 to 8 on the Breakfast Club on a Thursday morning. Craig Lowndes after 8, Dave and Hussey, Scott Jamieson from Melbourne City. And as I mentioned before the break, Adrian Dodoro, Graham Wright still to come. But Michael Barlow is looking for another opportunity in the AFL and he's joined us in studio. After 141 games with the Dockers and the Gold Coast Suns. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Harf. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in, mate. Appreciate your time. Where is your head at the moment? What is your situation officially?
Yeah, so my situation is, well, been let go by the Suns some time ago and pretty much just staying fit and active and really healthy and keeping myself ready for an AFL opportunity. But I've said it before, I'm a realist and I understand that that might not be the reality for me. So I'm preparing as if my AFL career might be over. So I'm looking to what might be next in terms of opportunities. But yeah, whilst these opportunities might come up in delisted free agency or the drafts, I'm keeping an open mind with that.
Are you, this might be a difficult question to answer, but are you surprised you've been delisted by the Gold Coast Suns?
Not really. No, I was quite aware of my situation there for most of the year, I think, when I wasn't getting a game.
And you're having 50 possessions every week.
Yeah, I was on borrowed time a little bit there, which was you know, frustrating for me because I felt, and I still feel like I sit here as a capable AFL athlete. So that's where my head's at and where my mind's at. And it just, yeah, it just wasn't the right situation at the time, I suppose.
What did the Suns say to you? Why weren't you playing?
Well, yeah, I think early in the year, the discussions from Dewey and the match committee were that the midfielders were going, okay, we started the season really well, which we had a good JLT. I didn't get an opportunity in the JLT as a result of, from what I was told, that they knew what they would get from me. And there were some unknowns coming into the club, probably like Aaron Young, Nick Holman, and they performed really well in the JLT, which is credit to them.
Yep.
So for me, I was probably, I suppose, a bit of a victim of my own consistency across a long time. And then, as I said, the team went well, so the changes wouldn't readily happen. And then I got in about round six and lasted 1 week and was back out and then had some injury. And so it was a challenging year. But along the way, I suppose you want to know exactly what's going on. And I probably didn't feel like that was coming. The clarity in that wasn't as clear as I probably would have liked.
Now, I just like to say that if Michael Barlow does not get picked up in the next couple of weeks, I'll become an A-League fan and will have no interest in AFL.
A-League?
Well, maybe even E-League. Because I don't understand...
E-Sports.
I don't want to embarrass you, but I don't understand someone that can find the football the way you can, was a leader at that football club last year with Gary, you know, particularly for the first half of the year. You had 35 disposals in your last game. There are people that run around in football fields in AFL football and don't touch it six times and get a game because they've got forward-line pressure and all that sort of stuff.
Speed and...
Do you get disenchanted a little bit about what has happened to you? I would imagine it would be hard to stay positive about it all.
Oh, not really. You have moments. Yeah, you have moments where... I had a lot of moments this year throughout the year where I was... mentally not there and having some, you know, some real, I suppose, issues in terms of motivation and commitment to it. But I felt I stuck it out really strongly. But I'm just a big believer. I'm in a really good place with it all. The situation just didn't work for me on the Gold Coast, especially this season. And it's quite clear. You look at what's happened over their trade period and the way the list has again transformed. I've got to understand, you know, it's probably, and they won't mind me saying, they're probably a 5-6 year process now. Yeah. And that takes me to 35 or 36. So you've got to understand that. So where's my best situation? And I'm hoping there's one out there. But as I said before, I feel like I've got the ability. I'm fit, I'm healthy. To play those last two games of the season was really good for me because in my own mind, for the whole year I sat back, not getting the opportunity and thinking, oh, can I still do it? But then I got out there and felt like I contributed really well.
How do you go, Mick? And I've always known you as a real team person, loves the team environment, enjoys the teammates' company. When you know you're better than a player that's playing in the senior team, how do you go mentally with that? And then if that situation's offered to you with potentially another AFL opportunity, how will you go with that?
Yeah, I think the situation going forward, I'll probably answer your last question there first. If I get another opportunity in another club, I understand the circumstance I'm going to go into. If a club's looking to me now, they're probably looking for insurance and a bit of depth. So I'm going in there to probably play that role at the second tier in case, and then be there if someone gets injured or if my form warrants it, I go. So this year was a challenge where, I probably felt I was in the best 22 and wasn't, but I felt like I enhanced for a lot of the time my reputation in terms of being able to mentor younger players. I had great thrill watching guys like, you'll see a guy like Charlie Ballard emerge in the next 2 or 3 years as a really good AFL player. So to be involved with him at the NEFL level and see him get AFL opportunity, I was as excited for him when he got the opportunity halfway through the year as probably, early stages of my career. So that's when you get a bit older and you start to look outwards a lot more. So that's the kind of things that really motivated me this year was helping others.
So if the AFL opportunity doesn't present itself again, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay involved in the AFL system? You've had some horrible injuries over the journey and we'll be able to give some great guidance to some young players coming through, or is it completely, are you going to completely separate yourself from the AFL?
I've got some good ideas with what I want to do. As I said, fit and healthy, so I feel I can still play. So I've actually, in principle, committed to play and be an assistant coach out at Werribee, 10 years on from when I used to play there. So I've got aspiration in coaching and, I really enjoy sport and doing what you guys do. So some media stuff. And the welfare stuff you talk about, I've got some discussions going on behind the scenes in some areas I can utilise some of my experiences and help others. So I want to fill a few buckets if the AFL thing comes to an end. So as I said, I don't want to rule a line through too much at all. Like the coaching stuff interests me, but how much does it interest me? That's why I want to fill a few buckets over the next couple of years if the AFL stuff is all over.
Can I ask you about the Gold Coast Football Club? In recent years, they've lost Gary Ablett as the captain and the best player. And, of course, this year they've lost Tom Lynch and now Stephen May, who are co-captains. So the leadership is absolutely dearth at the Gold Coast Suns. How has that affected the morale of the group with Gary walking out and knowing basically through the year that Tom was going to go? And then, obviously, you haven't been there in the last couple of weeks or so, but what Stephen May leaving will do to the group?
I think that they'll rally. Like, I think you guys know, being in AFL environments, you really enjoy that aspect of you against the world. I think that's the kind of scenario they're going to approach. I think Dewey and the powers that be up there will embrace that. It'd be like, well, hang on, this is what everyone's saying externally. Well, why can't we rise? And there's some great people there that I really want to go well. Like Dave Swallow, I sit back and watch, and you marvel at what he provides and what he's been through. And you want him to succeed. The Stephen May one, I feel was interesting because he's been a real driver of the club for a long time and really invested. And for the last 6 months, that kind of fell apart a bit. So that one caught me by surprise because he's someone that probably, unlike the Gary situation and Tom situation, where they'd done some really good service for the club, but it was quite clear they were going to.
Yeah.
The Stephen May one was, he was always within the club and up to his eyeballs and spoke always about, I want to see the club go forward, and kind of all happened pretty quickly. So that's a sign that I think they're going to back who they bring in. A lot of those mid 20-year-old players that will serve a purpose. By no means, I suppose, superstars, but they're going to try and get some people in there to compete and push the club forward. Probably relatively I've got to watch my words carefully, but yeah, it's probably not going to be within the next 6 or 12 months.
Yeah, no, it's a fair way away. And I think we all, they would know that. As you said before, Gold Coast would know that. Anyone who's seen and watched football in the last couple of years would know that, particularly with the exodus of players. But just as on the bigger picture of football on the Gold Coast, do you feel that the support is there for the club to really get what it needs from the community?
Yeah, coming from Freo, it was there were poles apart. I really enjoyed the transition because there's that anonymous feel about when you're a footballer on the Gold Coast. So, but then there's the counter argument. I think that when that happens, when you probably can get away with a little bit more. Not that they're a really good group, so socially no issues. Like not that type of stuff, but probably that you can. There's not as much external pressure on players week to week as there is in the city of Melbourne or over in West Australia or South Australia. So I feel that's a challenge they've got. They've got really good people around the club. It'll be what it'll be. I'm not here going to sit here and make any outrageous statements that they're going to. They've got a lot of work ahead of them. That's just what. And I'd probably sit here. Having been there 2 years, and that's for me, I feel a bit disappointed because I went up there to make a difference and be involved and push the club forward. And I don't have any regrets. I think I did as well as I could, but I leave the club in a situation where you know that they haven't advanced much in the past 2 years at all.
So who's the next leader up there? They obviously
I was thinking about this in the morning.
Yeah, who is it?
Because we lost. I think we've got two left of the leadership. Matt Rose retired, myself, the two captains. So the rest of the leadership.
Michael Riscatelli was retired by the AFL.
Yeah, he was. That was quite. I talked to him that night. He's quite funny, but he's just shaking his head. But he's going to get rookie list, which is great. I think Dave Swallow is the obvious. He's a very action-based leader. On game day, he just goes and he competes. And he's quite introverted from Monday to Friday. So that's an area. I think he's the one screaming out that he's the captain of the football. He has to be, in my opinion, be the captain of that football club, and that'll be a statement made in terms of this bloke has been here since the start. He does exactly what we require on game day and Monday to Friday. He'll have to get a little bit more, you know, probably a bit more that ability to talk to the group and motivate. That's not his real go. So then there's Tuke Miller in behind him, who's emerging. And then I think the next kind of guys, Jared Witz is in the leadership group and does a quite good job. So, I think Dave Swallow will be the next captain. But the leadership group, I think they're going to have to find a few over the next little period.
Interesting. Interesting times for the Gold Coast Suns, and hopefully productive and positive times for you in the next couple of weeks, mate. We appreciate your time. Good luck for what is hopefully a continuance of your AFL career. If not, good luck at Werribee and your coaching and whatever other bucket you want to fill. Maybe you could just become a VFL fan. There is something poetic and nice about the return to Werribee.
I'm sorry. I just
we'll
can't.
Delay it. We'll delay it for a couple of years.
Seniors golf tour.
The way Michael was treated and the way Jared Lyons was treated at times last year were just mysterious.
Well, just mysterious. That's correct. 11 to 8, we'll get to a break. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Graham Wright, Adrian Dodoro to join us after this.